Serene Kurka and I welcome you cordially to my podcast Neue Musik Leben. I have studied classical singing and I also sing classical music, but I also sing lots of contemporary and experimental music. And if you would like to know more about me, please look at my website www.irenekurka.de. I put this into the show notes for you. Well, as some of you know, this is actually a German podcast, but now I really do on a regular basis, once a month, an English episode because, you ask for it in a way, and I'm also very happy and proud that this podcast is now really listened, worldwide, you say. You could also subscribe for my monthly newsletter on my website. And in this podcast, I talk with you about themes all around contemporary and new music. I share with you the insights, the behind the scene, and what is most important to me, I really want to bring you the human beings who are somewhat related to the new music world closer. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I know we are now really connected worldwide, as I said before, because this podcast shows up in charts in, countries that are far away from Germany. I'm cooperating with the NMZ, Neue Musikzeitung. In today's episode, I talk with the composer and professor for composition, Frédéric Durieu. He lives in Paris, and I think he gives us a great insight about the music life in France and in Paris. This is the interview with Frédéric Durieu.
Hello, Frédéric Durieu. I really welcome you today into my podcast, Neue Musik Leben.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
And it's so cool that nowadays with the modern technology, we can talk. You're in Paris. I'm in Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
And I would like to know from you, how did you find your way into new and experimental music?
Oh, it's a long travel now because I'm 65. I think that music was absolutely important for me since a long time. And without maybe, I don't want to be too much romantic, but if I don't have new music in my childhood, it would be so much terrible for me. But so I play the piano. I began when I was five. And very fast, the question for me was to not only to play the instruments, but to know, because yes, I play the instrument more or less well, but I was in a family without a culture of the music, in fact. And it was like that because maybe the financial situation of my father and mother was better at this time. And they thought it could be interesting. And they remarked early that I was very interested by the sound of the music on the radio. Sometimes they heard the classical program, France Musique. And they remember that it was... you know, when you begin a broadcast, you have a little music at the beginning, and one of them on Sunday was a piece, an excerpt from music for string percussion celesta by Bartok, and immediately I arrived to hear that, and I jumped a little because I was so happy to hear that. And I remember well, now I know this moment in the score, a rhythmical moment. And so it was the beginning, and the remark that I was always interested, and I tried to sing what I heard and so on. And so I began the piano, and very fast, for me, it was very clear that I wanted to know how the music is made, not only to play, but what's happened. And we had some disc, though naturally in this time they heard more songs or popular music, and I have a brother and a sister. more old than I, 14 years with my sisters and 11, 12 years with my brother. And they heard more pop music and something like that. But the classical, there was some record of classical music. And I was interested by some of them. For example, I remember that I was a great fascination very early with Debussy. Some moments of more the orchestral moment, but Tristan and Isolde. With Debussy, it was very funny for me because I followed the music and I was more or less lost, but it was a pleasure to be lost, to understand so much of things better than in a song, and it was too much clear for me. And the question I saw on different pieces with Beethoven, naturally, and Schumann, and I wanted very early to know how can we do the music. And I searched when I was young to find the chords, to find again the melody I could hear on the piano. So I think that I was immediately in a process in which I wanted to know how the music is made. So that's the first point. At the same times, my family remarked that I was the only one. I was immediately interested of the modern expression in arts, but it could be a modern building, the modern pictures. The modern art was very interesting for me very early, and so I had very fast one connection with the most contemporary things in art I could found. And so it was a long process. And when I was 16, 17, quasi, I heard because we weren't when I was very young, we were in Paris, and after we go to Grenoble, a city in the Alps, because my father came from this place. And they wanted to go back in the Alps, and so he chose Grenoble because it was more a bigger city than his own where he was born, Chambéry, and Grenoble was a university, and they hoped for me a normal study. But yeah, I'm so sorry. And in Grenoble, it was a concert conducted by Pierre Boulez, something absolutely, completely incredible because it wasn't quasi not. Concert really of classical music in Grenoble, quasi no. And one day Boulez arrived with some musician of the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Something absolutely, I don't find the good word in English, but absolutely incredible. And so my father told me that there is a concert we could go. And so I was not so happy to go in this concert, but I were. And for me, it was suddenly like the revelation, I could say, to find the music I wanted to hear. So it was a piece by Webern, Concert Opus 24, Les Oiseaux Exotiques by Messiaen. It was another Varese. I don't remember exactly which one. It was Octobre, or I think it was Octobre. And Éclat by Boulez. And so it was for me, okay, I say it will be there. There
It's interesting
I
that
want to
you
go.
went to Grenoble to hear Boulez and not in
Yes, I mean, it's
Paris. Your
completely.
parents did a good job.
It was absurd. I spoke with Boulez one day about that. It was completely incredible to. Okay, but it was the manager of the Maison de la Culture who decided that. And this woman was, after several years, minister of the culture. And so, but it yes, it's very curious thing.
And this is when you heard this concert, this is also when then you start composing yourself and not just figuring
Hello.
out how it
No,
was done,
no.
but also
Hello.
say, I now compose.
No. I composed more or less, I think, less than more. I composed always. Sometimes it was maybe songs, it was some things a little more complex. In a moment, I played a little, not rock music, but something between progressive and jazz rock music with some friend. And very fast, I composed for the others. The new pieces we could play.
And
And
you
after
obviously were very curious to figure out how the other composers composed, because you always say, I wanted to find out how it works, and then it influenced your composing, or?
Yes, naturally, I was naturally influenced. It is absolutely necessary. I think it's to think that we could compose without connection with anything seems to be a little stupid. We have always some model at the beginning. It was the same for, I think, for every composer in life. Bach certainly composed in what he heard and he found more about. I don't want to compare me with Bach, but it.
You mentioned some German composers, and I mean, we have a big tradition, but you also have a big tradition with Debussy, Ravel, and so on.
Yes, but the French tradition is not so big. Eh? If you examine, if you analyze a long period, because the history of France don't help the emulation, we could say emulation. We could understand the some challenge between, because in France, since a long, long time, we maybe people. Doesn't know that some people doesn't know that France could disappear in a moment at the beginning of the 15th century. The kingdom was very reduced around Paris and the north of the La Loire, the river, and the situation changed completely after Jeanne of Arc. That's why Jeanne of Arc is very important in the imaginary of the French people. It was not only this woman, but it was she was a symbol. She is the symbol of the suddenly the reconstruction of the French people, of the French kingdom at the beginning. And so after this moment, the kingdom, the power. Was very centralized in the power need to control absolutely the country. And very fast, in less than a century, the French kingdom was one of the most important kingdom in Europe with a lot of person and so but in the same times the kings wanted to control everything and the power was always around the kings. Very often around Paris, and at the end it was one, two, three, four, five composer important, but no one after, no one in Lyon, but just a little, no one in a different city in Bordeaux and so on, and there was not this challenging situation between different cities. It is absolutely not your history in Germany with different little kingdoms in. Who need to be better than the other. So you have an opera, I want an opera. You have a university, I want a concert, and so on. And that's why you have this very situation that it is more or less always the same. Paris is 60%, maybe 70% of the different powerness in France, not only in music, but in research and so. It's getting better, but very, 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 very slowly. And I think because this situation, it was clear that it was more difficult to have a long tradition of different composers. And from our generation, yes, we have Debussy and Ravel. We could say that we have Berlioz in another way. Certainly, the French
Monsieur.
music, yes, Messiaen above, yes. For me, when I decide to be a composer, a serious composer, we could say, if I'm a composer who want to know to learn the notation, the harmony, the counterpoint, the fugue, and so on, because that's why absolutely my breaking point when I was 16, 17, I say I want to be composer in this way, and I want to study the harmony, counterpoint, and so on. I stop all the other things, but to go back for the French situation, the foundation of the Conservatoire de Paris changed a lot of things. And after the beginning around Berlioz, in fact, but the Conservatoire began in 1795, but it was not so bad. School of Music at the beginning in 20 no 19 20 25 and so on. And so Berlioz was an example of maybe one of the composer, not so bad, a composer who can study not so bad the music, the composition. And so it was getting, I think it is getting better and better after this moment. And in the middle of the 19th century, yes, we begin to have more composer interesting, certainly. But for my generation, it was important to know that yes, certainly a big part, and we could say sometimes the most important part of the classical music was the German music. In Italy too, and so on. But Germany was very important, and so that's why. Naturally, we have a way to learn the music which is very French. I remark that, for example, Messiaen and the French studying in the conservatoire, all this person don't really understand so well the tonal music, I think. The analyses made by Messiaen are not so tonal, for example. And that's why they don't understand what's happened after. I think that I'm teaching since a long time, and I think that we miss different things in the education of this of the more classical and romantic period. But
Okay, so you always look outside a lot and you look what is happening in the German-speaking countries, and would you say it's still, I mean, Paris is still the center in France, so it's still like also the center of music and contemporary music, or how would you say it is nowadays?
But in France, yes, it is a very important. Yes, we have two, three per our house. We have 10 ensemble for contemporary music. We have five orchestras and so on. Yes, there is more. Sometimes too much in Paris because now there is some problem. I think. Well, we could speak if you want about the classical music, but I think that we are in a curious period in which the classical music is completely closed in a short period, a century and 20 years. Maybe, yes, if we are optimistic, we could say 1 century and a half. But the music before Bach is completely unknown and sometimes very bad played. I think it's not a good idea to play Beethoven with 60 or 70 musicians. Completely crazy. But it's composed for an orchestra of 50 person, and it's enough.
Is there still music then from the older times that people can discover
I think that
and
they can discover better this period, for example, with Mozart, Haydn, Beethoven, and until Schumann. When I heard Schumann symphony played with the chamber orchestra, we have in Paris a good chamber orchestra, an Orchestre de Chambre de Paris, and naturally they don't have the trombone, but they has to have the trombone to come, and so they play this symphony with 53 musicians, and it's enough. Schumann is absolutely not Wagner. It is the same period, the same culture, but the project is absolutely not the same. And so we need to have for every period, for every kind of writing, music, the musician we need. And sometimes I ask myself about a large orchestra for my music. I don't have a lot of
But
this, but
I'm sure you also have now, I mean, here we have this development that you have the musicians become more specialized. Now they also can whatever study more, whatever contemporary playing if they want to, or they do the classical stuff or the more historic old music style. I'm sure you have the same also in France.
yes, we have, but it's a fighting. We need absolutely to fight always, because the ancient music, there is not a lot of groups, and it is very difficult for them. And now we are in a period more and more conservative in France. I regret, but it's so. And some people said that the contemporary music is finished. It is finished. We need to have music with pictures or with the film or with but for the country, the classical music must absolutely don't change. We have the same more or less the same program, in fact, the same person who play in Europe, not only in French. And we have always this the first piece in the concert, and after a concerto, and after we have a more big symphony, and we don't move anything, and we the musician don't play the more modern music. It's very curious. But we lost some time pieces composed in the 20s, the 30s, in the of the 20th century. For example, the music for strings, percussion, and celesta by Bartok is not. I never hear it, but I don't hear it since a long time in Paris. Really, really.
Actually, I actually wanted to say something about this piece, but this is now a funny side note because I also know your Facebook account, and you have beautiful black cats. They're
Yes.
very gorgeous.
Yes.
And the thing is, and this is a funny story, I grew also up with a cat who for me looked like a conductor because how his the white and the gray was on his body. And I always thought he was very musical. And I had back then tapes. My parents gave it to me, and I whatever I got Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake, or Brahms piano concerto or something. And he always came when I put in the tape in my little room. The cat came, and he was sleeping while I was listening to classical music. Or sometimes I made the observations that he would like. I don't know, lick his fur in the rhythm. And then I also got the tape with this piece you just mentioned, the Bartok. And whenever I put this tape in, he was gone. He did not like it at
Okay.
all.
Yes, it depends on every cat. The two cats we have now don't like some too much when my son, for example, plays the cello. We prefer to go out. The vibrations seems not so well. But the ancient was better. She could sleep when my son played the cello. So it
Oh,
depends of
nice.
every cat. But yeah.
Yeah, cats are also different. They have their own personalities. I mean, you work with so many musicians. What are the qualities you most appreciate in the performers you work with?
Big question. The question is, they want or they don't want to play this music, for example. Sometimes you can ask yourself. Well, I have this morning a good rehearsal with Ensemble Intercontemporain. It was interesting, but in Salzburg I work with Österreicher New Music Neue Musik Ensemble. They wanted really to play, and in Chicago I found some marvelous musician. And so when the people want to seems to be happy to play this music, it's absolutely different. And I think that maybe it's more easy with when the group is not so big, because more bigger is a group, more you could have some person who doesn't like to play this music. It's very difficult. So the quality is this one for the musician. After, for the conductor, I hope they could have some imagination and to be able. I'm very surprised sometimes when I must explain different things. We write very precise, and I think that my score is very, very, very precise. Sometimes some people reproach me that to be too much. A lot of things, but some of them they don't read, they don't or they don't read the score. You cannot write everything to be able to have a kind of rubato to stop and to put not always to make a copy taste between different bars and so on. Then the music must breathe with the conductor and with the musician, and so when it is like that, I'm completely surprised. I had this problem one or two times with some conductors who played the repertoire, and they think that when they are in front of a contemporary piece, they must absolutely follow what it is written without any interpretation, any investigation inside the text. And so I say, I'm so sorry, you make the same thing like in another piece. It's not complete, so different. The sounds are different, the language is different. We are absolutely not in the same space of hearing music, naturally. I think that it's very hard for a lot of people to understand, for example, the change we have at the beginning of the 20th century, in which the power of the pitches are not so important. There is not only the pitch with the frequencies, but there is some sounds, quasi pitch or absolutely not pitched. And yes, the space in which we are composing is more large, because the power just for the pitches is not so big than before. But yes, and sometimes I'm afraid, because it seems that not a lot of people analyzed what happened since a long time, and for me, a long time is from the Middle Age. So if you don't see this evolution, there is some wave, there's some movement, there is a big change, because after the modal music, when we are going to the tonal music, but the end of the tonal music, and so a lot of concept very confused. When I had some people who told me that Steve Reich is a tonal composer, I want to jump out the window, because please, it's not because it is consonant that it is tonal. It's a confusion, and after they don't understand what's happened, and so that it's more sad for me, that they're not to be able to hear different period in the music, and to stay in a very comfortable situation with the genius, the masterworks. But very often, this kind of person don't have a lot of imagination when they play the music too.
It's interesting because I often say, and I know that from a lot of musicians and interpreters, that I when I, when you know when I learn piece contemporary music and it is complex, and I like it when I get to the point that I can leave like the part where I'm just like organizing it or trying whatever to sing the right pitches at the right time, but I want to move forward because I really want to make music and get above, and that's the part where I really enjoy it, because then it's really music and not just reproducing something, or you know, I'm not a machine.
Absolutely, no one is a machine. Now, naturally, if a composer is too much inside the concept, without we have this sensation sometimes to have a score in which the body of the composer was absolutely forbidden, because music is made by rhythm, by breath, by different kind of expression, and when you compose, your body composes too. And if you are too much in a abstract situation, I think that yes, sometimes this music is absolutely without reality for a musician who want to play and to sing on stage. The instrumentalist is absolutely not an engine. We have
No.
that sometimes with a young composer. And I said they have sometimes like a simpler mind of composing. They know, for example, that something very simple, a Piz Bartok. Yes, we can do a Piz Bartok. Block. Okay. And after we could play a jeté. Okay. And so they compose clack. Yes, but hello, there is someone who play. You need to do that clack to take again and to put your bow and give
Yeah.
time to the body. It's not a sound on which you play on the keyboard like that. It's a human who will play. And this is more interesting because it is a human. Okay.
Yeah. This is
But
very interesting. Yeah.
that
And
is, for me, is very important for the students, for example.
And I know you also have written for the human voice, and since I'm a singer, I always want to know how it is for you to write for the human voice. Is it easy? Is it very challenging for you? Do you like to sing yourself?
I like to sing. I sing a lot. Sometimes I'm ridiculous, but for example, when I give my lesson, sometimes I sing to the student. Sometimes with some noise but the rhythm, for example, to I said always to students, if you're not able to express with your mouth your voice, the rhythm you are writing, there is a problem because very often it will be impossible to play. And so you want that the singer sing suddenly a quarter tone here, and you have a perfect here? No? And or
No.
what do you expect that the singer had this one? So we must think about this the situation of the others and how we can do it. And so I like, yes, I like to compose for voice. I had well, I don't have a big catalog, yeah, in my I don't write fast. I'm so sorry. There is some composer compose very fast, some of them not. And so yes, the voice, at the beginning it was absolutely a connection with the text. Maybe it is very traditional, but I don't like to do a okay, this thing. Okay, I can do it, but it's not so interesting. But if there is some pieces interesting with that, I like Aventure, Nouvelles Aventures. I like Sequenza di Berio, and there are some scores composed by Capergis, so it could be interesting, and
Oh,
so on.
yeah, they're great, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it was my first project, and after since yes, since I'm thinking about the next piece since 2009, there is more a lot more large spectrum of possibility with the voices, and so I try to speak with that. And suddenly, for example, all the rhythm they can do because they are six singers, and how they can exchange and like a dialogue with sounds and suddenly with some words very clear and some different kind of expression, for example, very afraid or laughing and so on. But there is an incredible lot of possibilities with the voices, and I like to. And I tell you something, since 4 or 5 years after a long period, the young composer want to compose for voice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
There's more. Because there was a moment in France with a lot of quarter tones and the effect of the spectral music. I was not in this style. They don't compose for voice. And after you have in period after the te a long 10, 12 years during the composer wanted only to write with extended techniques of playing. So every sound, but no pitch. And so the voice was more or less not possible inside this kind of project. And so the voice returned since 5 years. They want to, for example, for the last concert they have in Paris in the Conservatoire for the Master 2 and for the Diploma. The more and more they wanted to compose a piece for voice. Sometimes it's coming too late, I think, because they need to do some things before. But singing is a normal way, and we don't must be afraid about a melody, about a voice, about it is not because we have different kind of sound that you don't have some sound could be sing, could be sung, could be so.
Yeah, I'm
I
also excited that you, the young composers start writing for voice again. That's really great to hear. And also the point you made that you can kind of sing or produce it yourself. That's also something I often observed with composers, that the ones who can do that in some way, I mean, they don't have to sing like beautifully, but they can do it. Somehow it's also more doable for me, and I get easier into it, and it also helps in the rehearsals if they can kind of produce it, that I can get the character. Because as you said, I mean, notation is great, but you cannot notate everything. There are limitations. And so how is teaching for you? I mean, you have been teaching a lot at the conservatory.
I'm teaching or since a long time. That's a clear
Yes.
question.
Yeah, but how is teaching for you? And I mean, you already told us that there are developments and changes, and I assume you like it, otherwise you wouldn't do it.
So I like to give a transmission, and I like analyzed. It was my first teaching position because I learned composition and the kind of musicology we have in France, and with the focus on the analyze. So that, like in the tradition of Messiaen, for example, but more precise with the different techniques of writing and tonalities and so on that we don't have in French sometimes. Claude Baliff was a very good professor, for example, was more inside the techniques, very precise. So, and I learned with Betsy Jolas too, for example. So I like to give a transmission because in my family first, they thought that crazy to compose this bloody music. And a lot of people told me, but what are you doing that? It's not interesting and you don't get a lot of money and you don't blah, 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 blah. And so I try to explain sometimes what's happened. And I like to give this transmission because I need for a moment to learn a lot of things alone sometimes. When I learn harmony, counterpoint, and fugue, and so on, and analyze in one way, some people doesn't give me really the how the music was made and to, more deeply, and not only oh this one use Messiaen use the mode yes and after I don't know Wagner is a text yes and after it is we cannot stop just on the. On a picture, on a slogan, what is a composer? It is more deep, more complex. What is the relationship, for example, with the text and the voice of, with a lot of music by Bach, for example? It's a very important with Mozart too. You have more or less somewhere an opera which is around the dramaturgy inside the thematic material, for example, the or the how we compose for the orchestra. So. And after I thought very early it was a way for me to get money to be able to compose too in the same time. So I began to teach more early I began maybe to teach my first position. I was 24 in a conservatoire for the children to teach
No.
the solfège as we said in France. And after I leave because I was in Villa Medici for 2 years, and I had really a chance to be called for at the Concerto de Paris. I was 31. There was a concourse, but I began there in 31, and I began to teach analysis for the instrumentalist. And after several years, I changed the position. I was a professor for the analyze in the high level. And after 2, 3 years, I don't teach a lot for this class. And there was a concourse for the composition professor, and I began to teach compositions in 2001. So, yes, I'm teaching. It's only a Concerto de Paris since 34 years. And I will leave next year when I will be 66, and I will teach 35 years. It's a long time. But okay, and I like to do some master classes to speak with the students, and I think I have a kind of talent for that. I'm sorry to say that, but because let me
But I also
yeah.
think when you teach, it's also great because with the young people, you kind of know what's going on or what they're interested in. I mean, that can be different. And the other question I have is, where do the students come from? Are they all from France, or do they also come from other places outside of France to your conservatory?
Alors, yes, in Paris, the composition, there is a lot of foreigners, a lot of, because we don't have a lot of position for professor for composition before the Concerto de Paris, first thing. And I think in Europe is more or less the same. We have a lot of students coming from Asia, for example, sometimes from USA, but not a lot of. Some in Europe want to come. And the changes of was very the change the big change was when we decide to with the new organization of studying with the Bologna system, and sometimes the students came for the master degree or sometimes they have 1 year in Erasmus exchange, and communication between the conservatory and the country is more bigger. In my time, it was absolutely not the same. I thought for a moment, when I was in Paris, Conservatoire, I wanted to study in Freiburg with Klaus Huber. And my professor told me at this time, okay, if you want, you can. My professor was Ivo Malek. Okay, and told me, okay, you can. But if you do that, you won't come again in France. We must know that in this period, all was very absolutely separated. If you wanted to go in another country, it is not easy to come back with a diploma from Germany or from other. I don't know. You must know that if, in I must give some lights maybe. For a long time, until 95 in Paris, it was impossible to be professor if you wasn't an ancient student of Conservatoire de Paris. Absolutely impossible. And it was impossible. We have some person who came from not from the Conservatoire for the jury, for the exam. And if you wasn't alumni student of the Conservatoire, it was forbidden to. It was a very closed on each a lot of country, certainly more in France than in other countries. And so today it's absolutely different. For the instrumentalist, I think that the foreigners are around 18%, 20%, but maybe not more because we have a good school for we prepare for the application is very difficult in Paris because there is not a lot of place, and so the to find a place is very difficult, and the level is very, very high for that because there is a selection. Okay. And so, but for the composition, not a lot of, we don't have a lot of. I had for the maybe I think that if I have a list of all the students I had since 2001, the French composer maybe are around 25%, but not more, not more. And I had only two French women. Only.
Well,
That is curious, huh?
is it still? You still have not
Ah,
very many women?
yes. I don't, for this year, for example, I don't have a French student. I had two only one. It's very
So there are
strange.
no women coming to study composition in Paris.
Not quasi no. Quasi no.
Wow,
Yes,
it's really interesting.
it's not a good thing. I had
Wow.
a German composer, Italian composer, Asian composer, Korean, Japanese, but that is very strange. And when they study, because in France the conservatoire around in France are some of them are very great, very important, but when they begin to study harmony counterpoint, they immediately, they are very, 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 very conservative. They hate because the professor said it's absolutely bad, this music. It's for the people who can hear nothing, blah, 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 blah. And so we have one or two women, but they are very conservative in this way. Very, very. And sorry, I don't think it's so interesting for me, but it's my opinion. But the
Things
same
should
for the.
change, I hope.
The same, yes. I hope so. Oh, it will be a big change when we will be two professor. We will be retired next year, and one position will be for a woman.
Yes.
It will be.
Cool. I mean,
It's
there's so
time.
many things we could talk about because I looked at your website and there's something about art and you have been writing a lot too. But let's move on. I would like to know how does a day look in your life, or do you have any kind of time management, or how do you get all those things done you're doing, teaching, composing, and what else is on your list?
It's hard. It's hard. It's a hard job. That's why sometimes I feel me tired. I confess that I will be happy to leave the next year.
Yeah, is there a favorite time? during the day you like to compose, or it
Oh
doesn't matter for you?
yes, I like to compose, but it's hard to find the moment.
Okay.
I will have a premiere in 3 days, but for me, this score is only the half of the score, and I continue to write on this score because it's a score difficult to compose. But if I teach in the same times, organize different things in the conservatoire. And I have some jobs, not really not paid, but I'm working in a foundation to help Fondation Salabert to help a young composer for the commission for recordings and to help with the publication of books. So
Super.
it's a job too. I am in the organization of the conservatoire to fight with the direction of the conservatoire for a lot of things. And so it's yes, it's taking time. So I will be happy to only compose for myself, I hope, for several years. I like to, but when you have a job to do, you must do it.
Yes, certainly.
And I'm very and I need to work for the students too. There is a lot of things to do for them, not only in the lesson. Sometimes you help them. You have a lot of lectures. You speak to the ensemble. Blah blah blah. This guy, this girl are very interesting. Please, you must hear and blah blah and so on. Me.
You more structured and very
Yes.
organized. Okay.
Yeah. I need to. Absolutely. There is some moment in which, but here, for example, since 6 7 weeks, I don't compose. I don't have time. For different reason, because private reason and blah 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 blah, and so and for the conservatoire too, because it was the exam and the entrance exam, so I was in the jury and so on to organize the different part of the exam, and so it's taking time.
Okay.
One thing important for me to help me, it's to run. I run. I am a running man.
Every
I
day?
not every day. No, I'm running around. My program is not until if, 24 kilometers for a week, and very often it is around 30, 40. For
Cool.
example, after we speak together, I will run for 6 8 kilometers, I think.
And you walk along the Seine.
No, not around the Seine, because I'm not in the center of Paris. It's too expensive. But I'm going to the conservatoire. I walk
Oh, cool.
3 kilometers and an half, and so it's I need absolutely to do. That's very.
Super.
I was an alpinist when I was young too. I like to climb in the mountain.
Oh,
It's
wow.
my favorite place are in the Alps, and in the Alps it is super because you could be in France, yes, but in Italy, in Switzerland, in Germany, in Austria. So I like it. But
Cool.
it was important for me. I remember one day with my father, I was young, was 10, 11, something, and he asked me, he told me, "Do you know where we are now?" Say yes, we are in the mountain. Yes, but now you're in Switzerland, and it was very interesting for me because I said, "Oh, we speak about the frontier and so, but it's the same place, it's the same person." Yes, they don't speak as us sometimes, but it is the same. And for me, the Alps is a good place for me for that too. We are in the same part.
I imagine I'm not a climber, but that you really need to be focused or have an empty brain that you know what's going on. I think with running, I mean, I've been jogging too. For me, it's more the I can get empty too in my brain, but I
Yes,
also like
yes,
with
yes.
running the those movements that are repeating itself, and when I do that or driving a car or something, I often get the best ideas through this
Yes.
monotonous movement.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What does success mean for you?
To be played. Well, that is important to meet another musicians to get a little money for that too. Not a lot of, I know. I know that I choose a job in which we are poor, but it was my decision. But we have another kind of things.
Yes, we are. And on the other hand, we're so lucky that we do something
Yes,
we really like.
absolutely. Yes,
And
absolutely.
that's a
Absolutely.
quality in life. I mean.
It's a kind, yes, absolutely. And to have time to do something, it's not only made for the money.
And is there anything that drives you forward, or do you have a vision? What keeps you going every day?
To continue to have some kind of progress of evolution. That's my best target. I want to develop the way in which I composing, for example, because I have in my life, I change a lot my way of hearing music, for example. I heard absolutely not the same things. Yes, I was a very, very fr French guy, made in the Conservatoire de Paris, and blah, 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 blah. And I compose most in the French style, I think. The way was the royal way was after Messiaen, after Boulez, and so suddenly I decided to change my way because some composer asked me, I can say. I remember it was a lot of scores or pieces works played by Luigi Nono. Played in 87 in Paris, Festival d'Automne, during the Festival d'Automne. And it was a shock for me, for example. Very important shock because there was a way very interesting for me to hear the music and to hear the sounds, to hear the space. Because I was not completely satisfied with the post-Boulez way and the spectral music too. Not all of the spectral music, but yes, and with this kind of composer, I discover more deeply a very interesting. Festival d'Automne was the very moment important for me when I remember, because we had more the pieces composed by Holliger, by Lachenmann, some different composer, Robert Platz and others. And so, and after other composers, yes, I know that I'm looking a lot in the German way. I know that. They are very often the composer I like, even if they are not German, for example, Rebecca Sanders, but Tenno Pope, but different. I cannot tell all the name. I'm so sorry. I don't want to be have problem with my colleagues. But I changed my this way of hearing music, and so I develop as I can different. To find the good notation to express different kind of sounds, for example, to keep this way that I want absolutely not to improvise, but to compose and the composition in this way of the suite, the what's following the classical music is inside the notation. It is our way to think the music, to give the music to the musician and so on. And so I hope that I can develop this kind of continue to develop this kind of writing. I hope I know that I'm 65 now, but I think that the last piece I composed, there is new things. So that's I hope to continue to develop and not to use the same things more and more. It is not, I will be
When
very sad.
I hear you, I also find that more interesting. I mean, I'm not a composer, but to find other things and see the development. One thing I often hear from composers too, when they have studied somewhere with a professor, and they have been whatever under the wings of this professor, and then there has to be this point, and they sometimes tell me that for why they can't kind of try to write in a way how they learned it at whatever the conservatory, and then there is this point where they let go and they just say, I find myself more, and I don't need to please the professor or something. And it seems to be a very crucial point for composers, right?
So I think that different things, it is a big question. First, you don't teach as professor, you don't teach the composition. You teach how to think the composition. It's absolutely not the same, huh? First thing. Second thing, it is impossible to have a transmission of your own experience. That is, for me, it's very clear. If you say, if you express to the, you told to a student, okay, I do that and you can do the same, you cut the wings of this young composer. So it's absolutely stupid. You can, with your own expression, find what, where are the problem, for example, what in the, for the scores composing by the student. But you cannot tell. So I do like that. You can copy that. Okay, absolutely. That's why when I'm teaching, I don't speak a lot about my music. Very just little thing, because we are in a fake situation if we speak too much, if we are speaking too much about what they are doing. Sometimes we are not the best to speak about what we are doing, first point. And after, the student is more free if we speak, for example, from another composer, from another scores as an example. And one thing I think very important for a professor is to know, yes, his job or her job, but to be able to hear a lot of different others' composers, to speak to the students about others' composers. And so the discussion is more free, and I think it's better for the evolution of the students. And after the last point, someday someone tell me tell ask me what is for you com teaching composition. I say yes, my project is to become more a more a mirror. I must disappear. And at the end, the students must, I hope he could or she could see himself or theirself without me. And so that's my aim for when I teach. I must disappear. That is very important, that because they need to fly as they want. And sometimes I'm not, I don't agree sometimes what they want to do, not completely, but it's not the question. The question is about their own project. Are there is kind of logic, the kind of development they can do, the where they must hear the sound they want to write. And so I'm there only to develop what they want to do. Yes, naturally, sometimes I say, well, you do that. I'm not sure that I don't totally agree, but in your style, if you want to do that, okay. And that's why you must hear or analyze this kind of music. And maybe it could happen that the students say, okay, I would like to go there to study with this person. I say, okay, that's your way. And I don't, you are not my, an object of mine. You're a person and you must be free. That is important for me. That is my great pleasure. I great pleasure. Pleasure is maybe not the word, but kind of satisfaction when I saw that I have very different composer coming from my class and say, okay, that's good, because I'm
But
not
I
there
guess
to.
if you make them really feel themselves, then probably the transition from conservatory to whatever,
Yes,
the
yes,
professional
yes.
life is
Yes.
easier. But I think when I also hear you, I mean, I like how you teach. It's really fascinating. But I'm not sure, at least that some German professor have taught that way years ago, because there often was a more strict style on this is how you have to do it. But it also has changed a lot here as well, that they really try to bring out more what is really, whatever the language, the personality of the young composer, and I think that's great that this development is happening. We're actually at the last question, and I really enjoyed talking to you, and thank you for all your insights. And now we also have an impression what's happening in France and Paris and all your music. And we also will put your website into the show notes, and people can
Yes.
look at what you do or listen to some of the recordings. My last question is, which tip would you like to give young artists?
But I'm not a young artist. What
But
I
your
don't.
experience, so you know great things that maybe could help a young artist. Or which tip would you have liked being given yourself when you were, I don't know, 4, 20?
Or if I was 20, I don't know what's happened, because I remember that when I was 10, 20, I thought my future, but this future didn't happen. For example, when I was 19, I was the first public concert at IRCAM, Centre Pompidou, with some pieces with instruments and electronic sounds. So that's why absolutely one of my projects, because I thought that it was more interesting. I didn't have a big feeling, great feeling with music for tapes. I wanted to do the mixed music with the instruments and so. And I really thought that, yes, when I would be an artist after the composer, after the conservatoire, I would compose a lot of pieces with electronic sounds and instruments. And it didn't happen because it is not so easy. I was early at IRCAM. I began there, I was 26, I think, 25, 26. But it was not so easy to have a commission and to have time, because I teach very early, and so I didn't have time to work with the computers. There was not a place for a lot of people. And after I composed different pieces, but for example, IRCAM lost the sound of one of my piece 20 years ago and 25 years ago. And it was a terrible job to redo the disco. This score yet is for singer, a soprano ensemble on electronic, and the title is in German, So schnell zu früh.
Title.
Yes, a story with this scores, but I must redo this this score, and that's why, for example, it is one reason why my last score is not completely finished for me, because I spend 4 months in the studio to redo the electronic sounds on 2 years. So what could happen, we don't know. I think the way is very, very, very difficult for the young composer. That's I'm not so happy it is super today. It's more hard because in France, I think the moment is more conservative, and a lot of people push to go back to the tonality. Well, bref, okay, it's stupid to say that. And they want more cool music on which we could have some pictures and blah, 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 of videos and blah, 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 very chic, but sometimes without deep expression. We are not there to. I'm not composing music for the people who want to dream during the concert. There is some music for that. I think it's not always bad, but there is some music for that. Other style, not in this project. And so that for the young composer, it is very hard now. And I don't really know what I can say about to be young. I'm not sure that I wanted to be a young composer today. I'm so sorry. No, because that's the problem I have today, that a part of the modernity is pushing away about different person today in the organization. They want, for example, yes, we give a commission for an opera, but an opera is in the the same orchestra, the same kind of voices, the same, if possible, the story in the but very easy to understand, blah 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 blah. And so there is a period conservative, and so it is hard for that. But the way I think for them, they must find another place, because the most important place, yes, are very conservative. I think sometimes that the orchestra could not accept to have an evolution, a normal orchestra. I think that the opera house don't want to change. They know they do very well the job, and the musicians are very great, the singers are great, the administration are great, but we don't move because it is expensive. And we need to have a lot of people inside the hall. And so, if you want to do something, you must go to find another way for the moment, I think. It is possible because, yes, we have a lot. They are more able than in my generation, able to do the electronic sound with the instruments. So they found a lot of new qualities they have. And so, they are able to do things I'm not able to do. And that's good. They must do their own experience. And I think the experience will be for a moment little underground, not in the because the classical music is very conservative, the world of the classical music. And there is another trap. The big concert hall we have now, for example, Philharmonie de Paris, Elbe Philharmonie. Okay. You could have 2,500 people inside the hall for a concert. And sometimes I'm afraid, because in Paris they could play a Bach cantata with 2,000 people. It is absolutely impossible to hear the continuo, for example. And if you could, you cut the continuo, you kill a part important of the music. Absolutely. So for that, I think that it is this big concert hall need to have the most famous pieces of the repertoire with large orchestra. And for example, it won't be so not so interesting to play Schumann symphony. I'm in love with Schumann. It's one of my favorite composers. And after 1,200, it is impossible, I think, to have a good sound, a good relationship with the sounds. And sometimes we have concert in Philharmonie Paris, we have solo, piano solo, recital of piano, but it's completely crazy. So, and this kind of place are very expensive. When you open the door without musician, it is something around, I think, for an evening. I don't remember exactly the price, but it was absolutely crazy. It is something like 10 or 20,000 euros only to open the doors with no one inside. And so it's a trap, because you need to have some people. If you want to have some people, you must play the most famous pieces with the most famous artist. But you repeat, you repeat, you repeat, and there is less and less young people. Because, oh yes, it is always with the same style, they are the same clauses, the same program, blah 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 blah. And there is less young person who came in this kind of concert. So I think that for the young, the way is to find the maybe more underground way, and something new will happen naturally.
I thank you very much, Frederick, for this nice talk
Thank
today.
you too. Thank you. And so, bye-bye. See you later.
This was the interview from today. I hope that it inspired you. And please send me your emails, send me your feedback, because I love to interact with you. Thank you very much that you tuned in with me today. I really, really hope that you liked it. And please tell your friends and colleagues about this podcast. I thank you very much. I wish you all the best. Live your music, live your life, and see you next time. Yours, Irene.